Well, I'm here at Menga High with Professor Marcus de Sotoy and Toby Rogan. And they're a professor. You're a professor of mathematics. What's your involvement in computer games?
Well, these computer games, I think, are going to really help kids to enjoy doing mathematics, and that's one of my real goals. As I'm also professor of the public understanding of science in Oxford, and I think that the next generation of mathematicians are going to solve all the problems that I can't solve. You know, that we've got to excite them about maths, and I think that these computer games, kids spend a lot of time playing games. I have a 13-year-old who seems to never get off the PlayStation or the computer. And what I thought would be great is if we can get kids actually doing maths while they're playing games. There's so much mathematics behind a lot of these games.
There have been a lot of attempts in the past to do this. What's special about this one?
I think that there have been a lot of things which have been about mental arithmetic. And what's exciting about these games is that they're actually, you're doing real live mathematics. And a lot of these problems that you get in solving these games is how mathematics developed. The idea of measurement, geometry, quadratic equations. We've got this lovely game trying to steer a spaceship using trajectories, equations from mathematics. And that's actually what people are doing in NASA, solving the same sort of problems, like a game, to steer these spaceships through space so you can visit all of these planets.
Toby, you've been built up King.com into how many? 17 million unique users?
That's correct, 17 million monthly unique.
So what's now a big jump into maths? How did that come about?
It came about over the last 3 years. I started noticing that the players on King.com were developing incredible skills through playing casual games in a competitive environment. And I thought, actually, maybe these people could be doing something even more interesting with their time. Maybe they could be learning mathematics and actually having as much fun. And then I started to think about these new types of games, fusing casual games with mathematics. And I started to think it was really exciting.
Right. And will it ever be cool to do maths like this?
I think it is cool, and I think it will be cool.
And after this, are you going to branch out into other disciplines, or are you going to stick to maths?
I'm enjoying the math bit so much that I can't really imagine anything else right now.
Is it just a UK thing, or are you going to go global?
We will go globally with this. And I think that we'll find a good reception in places, obviously like the United States, but I think particularly in places like India, where they have a huge tradition of mathematics, and they invented the number zero there, didn't they, of course? And I think that will be a very, very welcoming market for this product.
And have you tested it out in schools?
Yes. Yeah, we've been to a number of schools. One of them was Langton Grammar School in Canterbury.
Yes.
And the kids loved it. Mm. Absolutely loved it. Right. And all the kids, not just the clever ones who were bad at sports, but just all of them loved it.
Even people with very low skills?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that actually the results with people who were disengaged from mathematics were almost more exciting than those who were really good.
Right. So is this going to help to solve Britain's problem with mathematicians?
I think it has a real chance. I mean, one of the things that we've identified is that kids at key stage 3, which is 11 to 14 age, are getting bored by maths. And I think this has a real chance to re-excite their enthusiasm about mathematics, because kids just love playing games. And the great thing is that we're going to build up their skills, but we're also going to take them outside the curriculum as well and show them where mathematics came from, introduce them to some important mathematicians. So I think it's got real potential to make a significant change in our mathematical skills in the UK.
Yeah. Final question. In this sort of the current dot-com boom, there are a lot of ideas come into the category of why didn't someone do that before? I mean, there are really quite a lot of them, and this is quite an obvious idea once you think about it, but it hasn't happened. So what is making it happen now?
It's obvious, but I think it's a real challenge to actually build a game such you have to do mathematics in order to actually win the game. And I think that's where we've got some really skilled mathematicians on board who understand the mathematics and have understood how to work that into a really enjoyable gaming experience. And I think that's something which isn't easy to do, and I think we've cracked with this.
Well, that's very interesting. If you do, clearly it's going to have big consequences. Thank you very much.